So, good evening, Sandeep ji. Thank you for agreeing to be part of this coaching conversation. As you're aware, this conversation will be used for academic purpose and maybe circulated again with the coaching fraternity. So, are you okay for us to record the session?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, thank you, Sandeep ji. So to begin with, I would like to invite you to center yourself and gather your thoughts. And when you're ready, you can let me know.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, thank you so much. So Sandeep ji, what would you like to discuss today?
So this is this is something I've been contemplating for last few days. It's about, it's about it's about my the guilt that I'm facing right now. It's about that. I mean, it's about so I have a, not say tendency, I love learning and I enjoy doing various
I'm sorry, Sandeep ji.
programs. And
Sandeep ji, I'm sorry. I'm
can
not
you
able to
hear?
hear you
You're
well.
having some
There seems to be a network issue. I'm not able to.
yeah, but I think it's okay now.
Now I can hear. Yeah.
So it's about that joy that I get about exploring different areas. And so recently there's a I'm getting tempted to join German classes and explore sketchnoting and all those areas that but there is a thought that is going on, and it's about will I be able to complete it, will I be able to complete that, like from a past experience, I have noticed is that times I'm not able to complete, and I mean so that the motivation to continue for a long duration, is not, I'm not able to hold that. I've noticed that. So there is a guilt about money and time that goes on. And so what I want to explore today with you is get a more clarity on, my own decision-making process. I mean, it's about like, should I be getting into them or not? Because there are times when I've been able to hold myself. I don't get into them, knowing very well that, it has an impact on time and money. But I think it's what I'm seeking is clarity on my own decision-making process.
Yes, Sandeep ji, it is very glad to see that you see joy in exploring new different areas and must appreciate and I hear you are contemplating to join like something doing something different like German classes sketch noting. So can you tell me more about the clarity on decision making, what you're thinking about?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, that's the clarity on decision making is I'm myself not clear. I think that is the first thing, because I'm mostly tempted by my motivation and drive, and things I've been holding on for years, basically. When I was working, I could not It was very clear that I don't have the time and energy. But now that I have time on my side, the only factor sometimes the only factor which comes in at is money. But it's about what I've noticed is that my time holding on is becoming a challenge. And there might be other things that I need to look at, you know. So, yeah, I mean, and if I don't join those programs, that you know that what do you call it? There is just like that. You know, there is a tendency to keep on thinking again and again. You know that I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. You know, till the time. I it or
Sandeep
you
ji,
know
you may want to
I
put your video off. Sandeep ji, maybe put your video off and then
okay
speak. We'll be able
okay
to hear you better if you don't mind. Sorry, Malika, you're speaking to a
yeah
platform, but yeah. yeah
have absolutely.
Okay. So, Sandeep ji, I hear, motivation and drive. I hear, you're thinking about joining these programs. I hear you're holding, you're holding your decision based on time and such money. So it seems you're wondering, contemplating of taking a decision based on the time and the money aspect of joining a program.
So I think it's not, yeah. I mean, at the moment, I have been taking decisions based on those areas, based on those. But what I'm thinking is basically, thank you for clarifying. Actually, now I can hear that there are three elements, basically motivation, drive, time, and money. But there is, I think somewhere I have to factor in something else, which I'm not clear about. And that is an area that I want to explore, you know. I mean, what else should I be thinking about that helps me just clearer decision, maybe. Maybe that is what is coming to me when I'm talking to you. I mean, till this time I had not thought about that.
Okay. When you were talking to you also mentioned about the guilt. Okay. And how would you rather want to feel at this moment in taking the decision?
So I think guilt is like wasting money and time. So I think I will, guilt is about that. So I think it's about, yeah, I mean, I should be able to, so I think being able to use it is also a part of it. I mean, that's also an element that is coming in, you know, when I'm talking to you, ability to use it. But I think first comes is, you know, being able to complete it and not feel that, you know, that time, energy, and money has gone wasted. And maybe I get bored very often, actually, after. I mean, holding on is becoming a challenge. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I hear you are thinking about how to use the skills which from the programs you would like to join. Am I right?
I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, how do I evaluate whether I will be able to hold on to it. I mean, that is what is coming on to me. Whether I'll, how will I be able to hold on to it besides time and money?
Okay,
Yeah.
so I hear value from the programs. Am I right?
Yeah. So how do I, yeah, value from the program is one thing, but I think what I'm getting is a sense of how do I evaluate whether I will be able to hold on to it, to the program.
Okay. It seems that you are, looking, as in, you are thinking about how you would evaluate a training program before you join it.
Yeah, before I join, in terms of how can I hold on to it, whether I'll be able to hold on to it.
Okay. So can you
I'm
tell me
said,
something more about when you say hold on to it?
yeah, so I think it's about me getting bored very often. I mean, some, yeah, so it's about, I'm not able to visualize many times the roadblock that I'm going to face, and my energy in overcoming those roadblocks.
Okay. So again, I hear about getting about visualizing the roadblocks and how to drive for the energy to overcome the roadblocks. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. How do I get that energy to, will I have sufficient energy to overcome those roadblocks? Yes.
Okay. I hear energy and I hear overcoming.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think? What are we exploring today?
Yeah, so I think I'm getting, I am getting clarity. I'm seeking clarity on, that confidence of my on of my confidence on evaluating the energy and of my, yeah. So I'm evaluate, yeah, I'm seeking clarity on whether I will be able to develop a system of how can I get a sense of will I be have the energy to overcome those roadblocks that I experience?
Okay, so can I ask you again, when you talk about energy,
Yeah.
okay, so what it mean, like what can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, so the energy that I experience when I'm joining the program is very different from the energy sometimes I experience when I face roadblocks.
Okay. So can I say that you're thinking about developing that energy to complete a program by overcoming roadblocks?
Sorry, can you repeat it slowly? Yeah.
Yeah. So can I say it seems that you are thinking of creating that energy to complete programs you have enrolled in by overcoming the roadblocks.
Yeah, in a way, yes. In a way, yes.
Okay, so as we discussed, what do you think we can explore today in this conversation?
Yeah, so I'm not really looking at, so maybe we could use this as a case of, sketch noting as an example, that might be a little easier because German might be a more distant or a long duration. But yeah, I mean, sketch noting, whether I will have the energy to overcome the different challenges that I might experience, I mean, my internal clarity, I'm seeking on that.
Okay. So, can I say that you are looking at seeking clarity and how to develop the energy to complete your program on sketch noting?
So maybe how can I get that internal clarity?
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's it is very like you are thinking about trying new things. So when you say developing this energy, what does that mean to you?
What does that energy mean to me? So energy means when you get up in the morning, that's when you get up in the morning, you don't get distracted by other things. You want to work on it. And that is the only thing. Other things don't attract you as much as the thing that I want to work on. I can manage that distraction. I can manage those other challenges that I have. That's a very good sense I'm getting inside.
So you also mentioned about overcoming challenges. So what makes it important for you now to overcome those challenges?
That drive, sketch noting or German language, they have been there for with me since I'll say German, when I could not complete in my college days because the course stopped. But as far as sketch noting is concerned, it's been there in my heart for years, it's been there in my heart for years. Every time I see someone doing it, the heart says, "Oh, I need to learn."
Yeah, so it's very interesting to see that you are wanting to follow the your to complete the program of sketch noting, which has been a long long term like a dream, I may say.
Yes, very much. Cherish. I'm
Cherish.
cherishing.
Yes. Okay. So if when we talk about this developing the energy, okay, and what would you think is would be the future impact on you if you're able to do it?
I think future impact is that as far as this is concerned, it's going to be something that I'm trying to explain it to you, and that is what is becoming a little challenge because I think I want to. Visual is something like I've always thought. It is something that attracts me. It is something that has always attracted me in terms of the potential it can create. And it's not only, it will definitely, first is it'll improve my retention power. That is like a small goal, but it's also the joy. It's just a sheer joy at doing it. So in terms of, and I can use it in many other places, but I think for me, the first one is retention, and second one is joy, and third one is application, in for others, but the first two were my own.
Yes, so I hear retention, okay, helping you in retention. I hear joy, it will bring to you, and I hear application of the skill you have learned. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So it seems you are wondering how to overcome the challenge to achieve this.
Yeah, having a sense of confidence whether I will be able to do it.
Okay. So you mentioned sense of confidence. Can I, again ask you, through our conversation, what is it becoming clearer to you now on what you have to do?
Yeah, I think, yeah. So there is a doubt that is there. I mean, the doubt is that will I be able to hold on and go through that morning, that that distractions will not distract me, and that all my attention will be on learning this sketch noting. So what is, I think, what is, the more I'm talking to you, the more it's becoming clearer to me that, yeah, I mean, it might be a little challenging initially, but yeah, I will have that energy.
Okay. So can I say that it's also becoming clearer to you that you have to you have to focus on the attention on learning.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I mean, that is definitely there. Attention, the learning is there. It's also about, yeah, so yes, there is, yeah, attention or learning. I mean, I should not get demotivated when the progress is slower. Yeah, when the progress is slower is, I think, a sense of demotivation can be a possible demotivator.
Okay, so I hear again. I hear energy. I hear attention on learning. I hear motivating. No motivation. How can you arrive at motivation? Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay. So it seems you are wondering how you can get the motivation to be to complete your learning.
Yes.
Okay. So when we I would just like to reconfirm that what we're discussing today is about developing this motivation for learning today. Can I say that?
Yes, I mean, yes, yes, motivation in a sense that whether I will be able to sustain that motivation.
Okay, so if I want to reframe, it's about you would like to sustain the motivation of learning.
Yes, even when the progress is slower.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for that. So when we, when you look about, when you talk about sustaining the motivation of your learning, so what needs to change or shift in your perspective to achieve that?
I think that came out during our discussion. That is the when the progress is slower,
Okay.
when the progress is slower, not get demotivated. I think that is the thing that it's about being comfortable. I mean, being able to visualize what all roadblocks and challenges I might experience, and then be okay with them. I mean, things might, So in a way, it's managing my own expectations on how things will happen.
Yes. I hear it's about visualizing the roadblocks. I hear managing your expectations.
Yes.
So, what needs your attention now to get there?
Yeah, just give me a second. Yeah, so I think what needs my attention is spending some time thinking about what possible challenges I might experience and having a realistic expectation of the progress that I'm going to make. So yeah, I think I get more attracted towards the joy and spend less time thinking about the roadblocks and challenges that I might have. And then become like a third, and and then sometimes I find it very challenging to sustain it.
Sandeep, it has come from within you when you spoke about the realistic setting realistic expectations on yourself, and also about the joy which the programs would bring to you.
Yes.
Yes. So, what do you think will enable you to have to sustain the motivation so that you'll be able to enjoy this?
What will enable me is, I think what will enable me is have some discussions with some of those people who have very different, views on learning things. So they will give me all the negative things, and then perhaps I will get a good sense of a realism, maybe, in that sense that, yeah, I mean, I'll be more clearer in my mind. Yeah, so what will enable me is more clarity. And that is one trick to get that clarity.
When I hear you, we spoke up, you spoke about managing expectations, about getting comfortable. You spoke about spending some time to reflect on these real on this the learning of from from different people who have done this these kind of courses. So in this process, what are you discovering about yourself?
Yeah. So what I'm discovering is that I think what has become very clear is that I really look at the positives. I don't look at the challenges that I might face on the way. And that that makes me sign up very soon. And I think the joy that I experience in learning is so high. But so yeah, I mean, that is becoming very clear that I look at the positive side and not the negative side, the challenges that I might experience. Yeah, that's becoming very clear.
Yeah, I know. I think it is. I think you have been speaking about the joy in learning, you know, which is very important. Can I say that?
Yeah, very important.
Okay. So, what actions do you think you can take, you know,
So
to
what? Yeah, so I think the actions have become very clear during our discussion. Spending some time thinking about what are the challenges that I might experience. Talking to a few people who have done it, and talking to a few people who don't like learning things. So that will give me a good sense of that'll give me a good sense of where what all I might experience, you know. And then so then make a realistic decision based on that. And yeah, so I don't get discouraged in the way. Yeah, I think these are the so yeah, spending time visualizing, talking to people with different perspectives. Yeah, and then spending time thinking about it and taking a decision.
Yeah, I truly appreciate that, you know, you have already started thinking about, you know, how these actions of, you know, visualizing the, you know, the course impact, talking about it to people, understanding, you know, them, understanding how they felt, and also spending time to reflect. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you think, you know, there would be any other resources that would be able, you know, you that are available that could help you with it?
Other resources, maybe, you know, browsing the net or YouTube and, you know, yeah, but I mean, they are, yes, I can. Yeah, I mean, or talking to the trainer himself, you know, those could be done, but I mean,
Yeah, I think the, you know, browsing the net gives you a lot of information and insights. I think that's a wonderful way of, you know, having quick access for resources.
yeah, yes, in a way.
So is there any way I can help you in your journey?
So yes, I mean, if I face any further roadblocks, I will, or I need further doubts, I'll contact you and we can have another session.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we spoke about, you know, spending time visualizing, you know, then talking to different people, looking at resources. So how will you be accountable for these actions?
So accountability is the drive. I mean, the drive will keep on pushing me towards, you know, doing it. And so, but now that I have discussed with you, I think I can spend some time thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I like the sentence, you know, accountability is a drive. I think this will remain with me. And truly, I think this will, you know, motivate you. So, is there anything else you would like to discuss today?
That's all.
Okay. Are we okay to close the session then?
Yes, fine.
Thank you, Sandeepji. Thank you so much for your time, and wishing you all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
you.